بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون وقال سبحانه وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ My honorable elders, respected brothers and friends, Allah جل جلالہ is the خالق and we are the مخلوق. Allah تعالی is independent and we are totally dependent upon Allah سبحانہ و تعالی. Allah تعالی, for every makhluk there is some need. We fall under that category of makhluk and creation known as insan. Our needs, basically, no matter what background we come from, no matter which country we hail from, no matter what dignity we possess, creed, color or race, the need of insan is categorized under 5 headings. One of the needs of insan is mat'am. The second need is mashrab. The third need is mankah. The fourth need is markab. And the fifth need is maskan. Translation, insan has got his takazas and needs that he has to eat. He has to drink. And it is the need of a human being to have a partner in his life. Through the avenue of nikah, the need of mankind is nikah. Together with that, whether it is on 2 feet, or whether he's riding an animal, or whether he's flying a jet, or whether he's sailing a ship, or he is moving in a car, whatever transport he is using, the need of insan is to commute, to get from place A to place B all the time. And the fifth need of insan is maskan, that is, he needs a home. Now the home can be a shack, it can be an igloo, it can be a teepee, it can be a tree house, it can be a porch near somebody's shop. It can be a one bedroom, it can be a garage, it can be a cottage, it can be a mansion, it can be a bungalow, it can be a palace or a castle, but it is his need. Now that we understand what is our needs, mu'min woh hai, mu'min woh hai, jo aafaq mein doobta nahi, balki inke andar aafaq doobta hai. The mu'min is that person who doesn't get drowned in the universe, but his universe is so vast that the universe will be drowned in him. In other words, insan, he will not get carried away in these 5 needs. No doubt the Quran says, and the hadith speaks, that before eating there's a dua. So a person will eat, a person will drink, kulu washrabu, a person will marry, an nikahu min sunnati, a person will travel, wal khayla wal baghala wal hamira litarkabuha, he will travel, a person will live in a house, duas for entering the house, everything is there in deen. But these 5 needs of insan, these 5 needs of insan should not become a rain upon his life. Ke wo nakil pehne huye insan ban jaye. He must not become a human being that has got reins attached to him, that these five ropes puppet him in life. These five ropes steer him in life. These five ropes maneuver him in life. These five ropes control him in life. Whenever somebody hears about something affecting him, or it is dominating him, he likes to think he is mustasna. That is not happening to me. It is controlling people, it's maneuvering people, but me, I am safe. No, my dear brothers, each and every one of us, we love ourselves and we care for ourselves, so we give ourselves preference. The preference to ourselves should not be such a preferential treatment to our very own selves that we forget our object. For these five things that we have mentioned now, categorized as zaruriyat, needs, the perimeter of the importance ends far as needs. It ends there. There's no further discussion about it. For once the eyes close, you can take the most sumptuous meal to the person who has passed away and offer it to him. He can't even smell it. Give a dead person water to drink, zamzam water, he can't drink. Bring him the most beautiful bride, nikah can't take place. Yes, people need to transport him to the Qabristan, but if you leave his body there and there, he can't use that transport. His own house, he has to leave. So these five needs, the ending is in this world. Tastiest of foods, at the end product of this food is that a person has to make wuzu to perform salah. Tastiest of juices of this world, the end product of this, a person has to make wuzu to come for salah. Most beautiful of bride, married, the end result is that she remains a widow. Or if her taqdeer is destined, the very one for whom she had smiled and say, I accept, now due to her taqdeer, she accepted somebody else. This is the ending of nikah. Most beautiful of cars, how many vintages are rotting in our garages? How many cars that were our pride of our possession? I've got a 75 Beetle. Today you won't be caught dead driving a Beetle also. But it was a pride of the moment. I got an Austin. People spoke about it. I drive a Chevy. Lekin aaj, my dear brothers, those cars are forgotten. You can't even find the keys of those cars. Look at the outcome of a home. This very masjid that we are in, Masjid al-Hilal. Before it became a masjid, the owner of it thought that this was his building. I'm trying to explain a little example that buildings speak, and it proves to you and it proves to me that o dweller of the building, rehen sehen karne wale, you are in a transit. This is an airport for you. Just that our transit is for 40 years, 50 years sometime. How many brothers, how many times we hear them saying, this was built by my grandfather. The day the grandfather completed the building, you think he was not happy? But it crossed his mind. Did it ever cross his mind that I'm living in this house temporarily? My son is going to take over and my grandchildren will be there. So the cause of effect, what happened to other people, going to happen to us. So my dear brothers, the importance of these five things are there. But let us not get drowned in it. Let us travel in a ship and use the water to get from port to port. But the day the water comes into the ship, then the ship has problems. If you cannot bail the water out fast enough, then how many great, great sea vessels, namely the Titanic, etc., have now gone into Neptune's castle and Davy Jones' locker, never to see the sunrise again? Bahre kulzum ne unko kha liya. It has swallowed them, my dear brothers. So let us understand, my dear brothers, that our life in this world is temporary. What you and I have to focus upon is our maqsad-e-hayat, not our zarurat-e-hayat, not on the needs of our life. Yes, very clearly, in simple English, give the needs of our life due attention, but don't get drowned in it. But the objective of our life, we should give it our all. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has placed you and I, myself and you, on the face of this earth as those who are responsible for the deen. We have got a responsibility of the deen, that is to obey Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and to make effort that every human being, male, female and child, to turn towards Allah. This is our objective of our life. Our responsibilities are pointed out to us in the Quran Kareem. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ There's a lot of tafsir under this word يَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ That to recognize Allah. So our responsibility of ibadat can be gained from this ayat, as well as many other directives towards that we are abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ibadat, responsibility is clear. That's one maqsad of our life. Together with that, we have the responsibility of niyabat. We are not nabis, we are followers of the nabi. We are carriers of the responsibility of what our nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Ulama say from this ayat of the Quran Kareem, it is indicative to us that you have a responsibility of the deen of what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, and his mission is your mission. Taken out of for the guidance of mankind to call towards good and forbid the evil. My dearest elders and brothers, in connection with the hidayat of mankind, in connection with the guidance of mankind, we all are aware that on the 22nd and 23rd and 24th of September, these dates should now be engraved in our heart. And ijtima is taking place, where the word ijtima suggests ijtima, there'll be a jamaat, there'll be a joining, a conglomeration, an amalgamation, an amassment of people. For what are the people gathering? They're gathering there to understand their maqsad-e-hayat and to understand how to release the shackles of zarurat-e-hayat, to understand objective of life and to release us from the shackles of the needs of life. Wallah, my dear brothers, the ummah at this particular juncture, every angle you turn, you can see the halat of the ummah. What is happening in other countries is only a sample of what is carrying on. How much more is happening, we don't know. Those who are still able-bodied and have the opportunity to make effort for hidayat should capitalize on that time. So this ijtima is taking place. However, my dear brothers, the ijtima is not only about going for a bayan. And we come there and say, mashallah, what a lovely bayan. In Ramadan you heard bayan. Eid day we heard bayan. Nikah take place, we hear bayan. Funeral take place, bayan. How many bayans you going to hear, my dear brothers? Remember, brothers, purchasing the medicine is not the cure. Administering the medicine is the cure. The bayanat of the ijtima are there to turn our mind towards our objectives of life. And the environment that is set up in the ijtima We need to understand this very clearly. To some extent, it is trying to copy what took place in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have a sound system. It didn't have electricity. It didn't have a formal wuzu khana. It didn't have a formal waste control facility like we have. I'm not talking in the strategies of the ijtima. I'm talking about the intrinsic motives of the ijtima. That in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open the kitabs of sirat and look into those kitabs and understand very well. Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the amals of da'wat. Had the amals of da'wat. Ta'aleem and ta'allum. Number 3 is zikr and ibadat. And number 4, khidmat. This is what was found in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When any masjid, whether it is on the pinnacles of Everest, or in the valleys, or in the deserts, or jungles of the Amazon, will implement these amals of da'wat, ta'lim, ta'allum, zikr and ibadat and khidmat in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not will but has used such a masjid and masajid for sake of hidayat. Any masjid, it can be a masjid that is built from wood, it can be a masjid that is built from sand, it can be a masjid that is built from bricks or clods of earth, whatever, or it can be one of those masjids which have got a more permanent structure. Bring these 4 amals into the masjid and see what happens to the ummah. I'm not pressing a red button here, my dear brothers, but the truth has to be said. Today the masjid is only restricted to salat, which falls under the ambit of these 4 amals, but it's only falling under ibadat. Dawat has to focus in the masjid. When we go to Madina Sharif and we are visiting the different pillars, then the pillar where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to receive guests and dispatch people, what is that pillar echoing to us? Come here for barakat only? Where's your pillar of dispatching people in your masjid? Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a seat of hidayat, primarily because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there. But my dear brothers, when Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this earth, still the amals of hidayat carried on there. So in going to this ijtima, let us not come back with the incorrect message where people praise the ijtima in the following words: Mashallah, what brilliance Allah gave insan. In the middle of nowhere, they put up a city. Ijtimas are wonderful, man. Look at the parking lot. From nowhere they set this thing in such a beautiful way. Permanent and temporary parking. Ijtimas are wonderful, man. Look at the sound system, reach every corner. If a person has gone to the ijtima and he only brought this home, then my dear brothers, he missed the whole boat. He has to bring back from the ijtima these amals of da'wat, ta'lim and ta'allum, zikr, ibadat and khidmat into his masjid. That very elan that is made on Mondays and Wednesdays, my success, your success, and the success of entire mankind lies with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, my dear brothers, we have to make some effort. Please remain behind and make some effort. The elan has become so, we have become so used to it that we know immediately after the elan what I have to do, read my sunnat nafil and say, mashallah, carry on with the work of the elan. Come, my dear brothers, how much more ishara we need from upstairs? How much more of a sign do we need that now let us do the work of hidayat for the guidance of mankind? When this ummah will take masjid amal seriously, And who has to take Masjid Amal seriously? Any person that reads Salat in a Masjid, he is part of the Masjid. He should have that feeling that how I wish as I am making Salat in this Masjid, the Ummah behind that hasn't come yet, they must also come to the Masjid. Mere pyare dosto, my beloved brothers, this is something that has to be spelled out and written clearly. If we do not worry about the Ummah and do not concentrate on their hidayat needs, why I am specifying this word hidayat needs? Today, alhamdulillah, and we take out our turban and salute every person that is doing for the bashari needs, for the human needs of people. But hidayat needs of people, that is not being seen to the limit that it's supposed to be seen to. A squatter camp will burn down, mashallah, tons of donations will come. Some country is going through some anarchy and carnage, millions will flock to help. This is important. Misconstruction is not, my dear brothers, the order of the day. Let us understand. Continue with this and double what we are doing. Jitna hum infaq fi sabilillah ke bare mein kar raha hai, unko dugna kar do. Unko aur bhar do. Continue with the good charitable works. But my dear brothers, let us understand the veracity of the statement now what I'm going to make. If a person dies because of the cold, we're not by any way advocating that this must happen. You see, my dear brothers, as a person who's giving a bayan, you are an individual, I'm 1,000 sitting here. After the bayan, people say, Maulana, you discourage spending? No. If a person dies because of no clothes and dies because of no house, we feel sorry for him, but his problems have ended with debt. If a person dies without realizing La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, his problem just started. As much as he needs clothes here, he needs the clothes in Akhirat. As much as those people need a home here, they need a home in Akhirat. As much as we want to set him up in this world, my dear brothers, continue to do the good charitable works. For this brings the rahmat of Allah. At the same time, understand that the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem is telling us that Allah didn't only purchase our wealth, but it purchased our health also. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah Jalla Jalaluhu purchased our health, our life, and our wealth. Today we say, Allah, take the wealth, leave me. This ummah came about when health and wealth were put to the wheel, my dear brothers. So go to the ijtima. And how we should go to the ijtima, my dear brothers? Allah's fazal, this is a community whom Allah Ta'ala blessed with vehicles. However, my dear brothers, if we can unite as an ummah, and from every masjid we go in the bus, why should we go in the bus? Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to teach, ke is kaam mein khubiyon ka len den hai. There's an exchange of good qualities. Every brother in your masjid has got some qualities. Every person seated here has got some good qualities. And within us are absent some good qualities also. Where are we going to get good qualities? Can we go onto Gumtree and say, I'm looking for qualities? Can we go onto the internet and say, I want to do an internet purchase of qualities? Can you walk into a shop and say, I want qualities? They say, I got Quality Street. Nothing to do with qualities here. I got a good quality, but what you want? Quality is sifat. This is in the human being. Today, my dear brothers, we are reading Salat, placing our shoes into our car. Where is the time to take any good qualities from anybody? When we travel in a bus, the affluent, the not so affluent, the learned, the not so learned, every person from every background making his bus ready from the masjid and going, Yadullahi alal jama'ah, Allah's hand and help is with the jama'at. Go in the ishtibah in this way. Might be, my dear brothers, a little bit more tiring. Might be a little longer journey. But the sacrifice and the fruits of serving people on the way to the ishtima, getting their good qualities, being served, assisting, staying as a masjid, this is a starting point of those masjid amal that is being stressed upon. When we travel like this, we have something to reflect upon. There'll be some common ground to speak about. So my respected brothers and elders, let us change our objective of going to the ijtima. And now in that place, say that, Ya Allah, I'm going there to understand ke hamare andar zimidari ka ehsaas paida ho jaye. I'm going there to understand my responsibility. That who am I on the face of this earth? I am representing the deen of Allah Ta'ala on the face of this earth. I'm going there to make tawbah. Ya Allah, up to now, I haven't taken the work of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seriously. I have praised the work of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have encouraged it. I have asked people to make dua for it. But myself, on a umumi scale, on a global scale, to have worry for the mankind, Ya Allah, there has been some shortage in me. My dear brothers, when a person will go to the ijtima, his iman will increase. He will now focus properly. And the deen that still has to come in our life will become much more easier for him. Today, after you and I have worked with mankind, tell a man anything, he hasn't got the capacity to accept it. Buy, wear a hat. He say, no, I want a dalil for the hat. Buy, keep a beard. Give me a dalil for the beard. Buy, try and, even if you go to a person and tell him, please park properly, say, I want a dalil for parking. The ummah can't take anything that is being told to them. They have an allergic reaction. Like how a child has got a high fever, 2 o'clock in the morning. The child is perspiring. And the mother says, Beta, you love orange juice, please drink this. Ma, I can't take this. I can't drink this thing. The father is saying, Beta, you love chocolate, please eat something. Say, I can't take it. Can't go down. The grandmother wakes up and says, Beta, you always love this certain cereal that I make. Please have this, you haven't eaten. He says, I can't take it. Some family doctor is called 2 in the morning. Allah give jazai khair if you find people like that still. And they come that part of the morning, give the child a jab. And by 2:30 in the morning, he is asking all in one go, where's the chocolate, where's the orange juice, where's the cereal, I want to eat it. Why? He's been injected with something that has now cleared his fever. Today the ummah has got fever. Anything you tell them, you've got so much to say, my dear brothers. You can't even correct a person's wuzu. You can see him missing the elbow wholesale. But if a, as a molana, if you have to tell him something, see, your molanas only look for faults. Tell a man, place his pants above his ankles. He say, you can't see anybody else's faults, only looking at my faults. The ummah haven't got the capacity. But going to the ijtima, when the iman will increase, that capacity of accepting Allah Ta'ala's hukam will come. In 75, when the ijtima took place in Springfield, my dear brothers, a gentleman came there, but from a background far from deen. So far was he from deen, my dear brothers, that when he would bring his wife to visit his in-laws, that is her parents, she would feel shy to come in front of her father. That's the type of clothing he was purchasing for her, and he encouraged that clothing. And he forced her to wear like that. One ijtima bayan. He says himself, I felt an electric jolt of hidayat within me. I changed my life from there. I went in a 4 months in the path of Allah. After that I came back with love and sweetness. I took my family also for Mastura Jamaat. From there, my dear brothers, the couple started the work of deen. Children also took the right path. When they got married in good homes. And a couple of years ago, my dear brothers, in one of the hospitals nearby, we went to visit him. And he's crying and saying that I'm feeling very sad. So I ask him, "Bhai, why are you feeling sad?" He said, "No, tomorrow is Jumu'ah. I can't make it to the masjid. All these pipes are stuck to me." You have to give him encouragement. I told him, "Look, bhai, whole life you made Jumu'ah. Now it's not within your capacity. Allah Ta'ala willed that you'll get shifa, inshallah. Then you'll make all the Jumu'ah you need." Some sweet words for the sick person. That was the last time I saw him, my dear brothers. Three or four days later, the people who were around him, they said that when at the time when he was leaving this world, he left this world with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Which type of man, my dear brothers? A man who was preparing his family for Jahannam. One ijtima turned his life around. This is only one kar guzari. This is only one report back. We need more of this tonight also in Shab Guzari. Much more on the subject of hidayat of mankind will be spoken about. Much more on this fikr of mankind will come about. So my dear brothers, now that the majma has come to the capacity, the 22nd, the 23rd and 24th of September, please speak to our wives and children. Ke hamare ghar wale, don't make alternate plans for me, please. All the walimas, all the nikahs that are taking place, please inform them that, look, this is a ishtima. You are now marrying two people in this weekend. We are trying to join the ummah to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Please, try and make arrangement that how you can make it for the ishtima. That we can drive this whole year to do that. The ishtima weekend is only one drive. And that is, my dear brothers, towards Newcastle. Where is this ishtima taking place? In Newcastle, to the place called Paradise. And this work is for Paradise. So Allah, take us to Paradise and make us dwellers of Paradise. Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. My dear brothers and elders, we can see the condition of the weather. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala make the weather right for the ishtima. Make the parking easy for the ishtima. Make every system go well to the ishtima, my dear brothers. And you be the well-wisher and assist the ishtima by bringing maximum people. All will do this, inshallah. Are bhai, main kabristan walon ke saath baat karta hu, ya Hindustan walon ke saath baat karta hu, ya Afrikistan ke saath baat karta hu. We'll come to the ishtima. Are bhai, dobara kaho, we'll come to the ishtima. Allah kabool farma de. Allah asan farma de. Allah bohut barkat naseeb farma de.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.